Hello everyone, welcome back. My name is Arna Sahu, host of Arna's News, where on this podcast channel, I aim to eliminate the gender gap in the STEM fields by featuring inspiring female professionals and highlighting their stories and accomplishments to further encourage girls. Today on episode 78.
First of all, don't go the twist and turn route. Don't go the choppy path way that I went first and foremost. But in all seriousness, I would say invest in yourself. You need to invest in your education. You need to invest in the acumen or disciplines that you want to learn.
Today on episode 78, I'm pleased to answer guest Margaret Jackson, CEO/President of the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media Corporation and the Alameda County Small Business Development Center's former director. She is Silicon Valley's number one small business radio personality, covering 9 Bay Area counties, and was the first female/African-American personality to broadcast during the week on the Salem Media Group Network in 2011. She has more than 35 years of experience as a business professional and is a regional advisor for the NorCal Inclusivity Project, SBDC, working with African-American businesses. She publishes the Small Business Concierge digital magazine and catalog with global reach, and has also won 2 International Media Industry Awards, the Silver Davy Award and the Communicators Award of Distinction. So thank you so much, Margaret, for being here today. Before we dive into the questions, would you like to introduce yourself?
First of all, thank you, Arna, for having me on your show today. I am really excited to be here. I think you're doing a fantastic job. And actually, you did such a great job on introducing me. I think we can forego my saying anything else in terms of who I am. I think you did a fantastic job. So we can get going and move on and do a great show with you.
Perfect. So my first question for you is, tell us a bit about your career path.
Well, that's an interesting story. My career path is not the traditional, what I would call a cookie cutter, graduated from high school, go to college, start your career, that sort of thing. I grew up in a disadvantaged home. I'm what you would consider what we call today a SETI individual, socially economic disadvantaged individual. And in that, you kind of grow up differently. And I had divorced parents and I had a mother who had an ailment that prevented her from working. So I started working, career path that was not on my mind, but at 10 years old, I started working. I was working at a farm. I've done a lot of things between now and what I do today, but that career path was very, very choppy, very, very different than what most people, I believe, go through that growing up in unusual, unconventional circumstances. And so I would love to say it was simple, but it was not. In that path took me from working on a fruit farm at 10 years old to being a director of a small business development center to being a Department of Corrections supervising officer, being working for Department of Defense. So it's been so many different things. And it wasn't that when I was a little girl, I wanted to be whatever that was, outside of everyone wanting to be an actress or a band member of some sort. So it was just very different. And so that being said, my path was unconventional.
I love that. I mean, you had so many different twists and turns that you wouldn't have ever predicted where you'd actually end up. You know, your first job was, you know, working at a farm when you were 10. And then to now, you know, you have such a different career path than you might have had in mind. And I absolutely love how, you know, you've adapted to what's been given to you. And, you know, you made something amazing out of that.
Thank you for that. It has definitely been a lot of twists and turns, kind of like a winding road. You don't know what's going to come around the next corner, the next bend.
Yeah. And this is a great segue to my next question, which is, what advice would you give someone wanting to pursue a career similar to yours? And do you have any tips to succeed?
That's a great question, Arna. First of all, don't go the twist and turn route. Don't go the choppy pathway that I went first and foremost. But in all seriousness, I would say invest in yourself. You need to invest in your education. You need to invest in the acumen or disciplines that you want to learn. And then I'd like to say before you succeed, there's something else happening. There's success, levels of success. Success is not a destination. Success is a process. And during that process, you are achieving milestones. You're achieving certain levels. It's kind of like going through school, right? You are in what grade? What grade are you in?
I'm a sophomore in high school.
You're a sophomore, but you had to get through kindergarten to ninth grade and do that successfully through each class, through each test, through each obligation and responsibility that you had as a student. And so to do that, you were awarded or you succeeded to go to the next level. And that's really what I would say in terms of the best tip is understanding that success, number one, is a process. And enjoy the journey in that process because there's so much to learn. There's so much joy in the journey. There's frustration in the journey. There's pains. There's all kinds of different things that are happening. But as you go through that and you achieve your different levels, then you are going to get to that place that you are targeting, which is that high school diploma, right? That maybe that next level in your career, in your job, what's that process? And for women, because of, you know, this show that you're doing is fantastic. There's a lot of disadvantages in the workplace for women. So women are leaving corporate America and they're becoming entrepreneurs like myself. Why? Because it gives them flexibility. They get to be their own boss. They are CEO without having to climb that proverbial corporate ladder that does not always fit the package that we're wrapped in. And so we have to make other choices. And so in any case, success is a pathway and enjoy the journey. And when you do get those accolades like that high school diploma, then you're going to go to your next level, right?
Absolutely. Like, I have a good say on what this is, because as a student, it's really easy to quit, you know, maybe to drop a class, like maybe use something else as like a swap for, you know, a harder class, maybe drop to an on-level one. But what I really like to tell myself is that in 6 months from now, when I'm probably done with sophomore year and being a junior, I am able to say that I took that hard class and I didn't quit at the time when I probably needed to, because I pushed through and I succeeded and I was able to finish that course. And just like telling yourself that, okay, maybe in like a couple of months or maybe in a couple of weeks, I'll be grateful that I didn't quit at that moment and I still pushed through. So whenever you feel like things are getting tough, which of course it'll always happen, just remember that your future self will probably be really grateful that you pushed through and whatever you were doing.
That's right. I love that. That's right. Your future you will thank you later. Absolutely. Absolutely. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. I'm living proof. I'm living proof.
Of course. No, so, yeah. Like whenever I just think that, oh my gosh, maybe I should quit or maybe I should drop this, I think about it and think maybe my future self will be like, okay, that was a good idea. Maybe you should have quit it. Or maybe on the other hand, it might be like, oh, you should have just continued it because then it'll give you these opportunities. If you just push through for just a little bit longer, you'll realize that it was a good decision to actually stay and be loyal to whatever you're doing.
That's right. It sets you up for that next level. And of course, there's those outliers that you're like, I should have quit and I should have got out as an entrepreneur. It's like, get out before the ship sinks. And there are those times, but there's absolutely many, many times where the going gets tough that you persevere and you keep going. And you don't realize those next level of successes or opportunities if you don't press through. And so your kudos on that. Definitely push through those processes that make sense, that can take you to your next level, the next version of who you're going to be. Absolutely. You're going to love it.
Thank you. And my question for you is, what is a common myth about your profession that you want to debunk?
I'm an entrepreneur and I help a lot of small businesses from tech industry to food industries to coaches, consultants, therapists. It's just retail across the board. And somehow there's this myth out there, and I talk about this actually on my radio show, is you don't need a business plan. It's antiquated. It's out of date. And that's just not true. Ask a Fortune 1000 company who's doing 500-page business plans for the success and the sustainability of their companies and how many different types of plans that they're doing. Your business plan, in fact, your business plan is not even your first plan you should be doing. You should be doing what we call a business model canvas, or your business model is how a company is profitable or how it's going to make money. And it's this nine panel page that articulates or intelligently articulates what your business model is, how it's going to make money. And that's the cornerstone of a business plan. And so your business plan is the longer version or a well thought out, intelligent version of how your business is going to create sustainability and a competitive advantage over time. And sometimes I have small business owners that are frustrated because they just want to run into business. I want to sell, 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 and I want a great business without thinking anything through, without thinking about the costs, without thinking about, the pestles, which you do not control, which is political, economic, social, technological, legal, and environmental, that can slam against your business. And then what are you going to do to respond to that? And so I would say business plans are not antiquated. They are for today. You have different versions of what that could look like. It could be a one-page business plan. It's not the end goal. It's not the end game, but it is certainly gives you some framework, or it could be a lean business plan, or it could be something more in depth. And my first business plan that I wrote for my first company many, many moons ago, I was able to take that and it becomes an asset, right? I was able to get almost $250,000 in funding. So I would say, do the hard work. Back to Arna's point is press through. They don't want to press through what it takes to build that plan, but press through. It will force you to critically think about what you're not thinking about, from your technology to your business processes to your keys to success, your objectives, your missions, your target market. Everyone's not your market. So if you say everyone, I'm going to say you didn't do your homework. And so business plans, get them done.
Absolutely. Like, I totally love what you just said right there. what you just said was don't go into things really headstrong, like actually plan out things, figure out, what's realistic, what might not be realistic, and how you can actually stick through and make yourself successful with what you're doing. And I want to go back to, the point that I said before that, your future self is probably going to thank you for staying in there, doing your best job. But at the same time, if you have an unsuccessful or unrealistic business plan, maybe that's your sign to not continue what you're doing because it's going to be a failure. But at the same time, dive into things knowing what the actual pros and cons are and what's going to set you back and what's going to give you success. Because if you do things without any rationale, things most likely will backfire. So yeah, just make sure you dive into things with knowing what you're actually doing.
Absolutely. With your eyes wide open, take off the rose-colored glasses because you think your business and what you're doing is the best thing since sliced bread. So if you have the best chocolate chunk cookies, on the block where you live, but you don't have a plan of distribution, or you don't have a plan of how you're going to market and develop that business, then it becomes very, very. And you can have some successes without a plan, but you will always leave money on the table. You will always lose money. You will always miss opportunities, and you won't realize the other revenue streams, right, that could come out of really doing the critical thinking. Albert Einstein said this: critical thinking is hard work. That's why so few people do it.
Absolutely. Like that totally summarizes what that is because, you know, if you don't critically think about what you're going to do, you know, your future endeavors, then how will you be able to achieve that? You kind of have to have some rationale in your next steps to figure out, oh, will this set me up for success or will it set me up for failure?
Right. That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And my question for you is if you could step into my shoes or younger self, what would you have asked yourself that I didn't?
Where are you going from here?
Probably like artificial intelligence or, you know, going up, I guess, the corporate ladder. I'm not too sure, but definitely something in STEM.
Okay, for sure. Not tech entrepreneur, huh?
No, like that's definitely a possibility. You know, tech entrepreneur, that's something I want to focus on, but I just know that it probably will combine a little bit of business and technology together.
Okay, so just keep in mind when you go to college, over 60%, probably about 63% to 65% of US college students want to start their own businesses. And your generation and these younger generations are the one of the fastest growing populations in starting businesses outside of African American women. African American women right now are starting businesses exponentially. And so your generation is crushing it and becoming multi-millionaires or single-digit millionaires pretty quickly than most. Single-digit millionaires are one in $9 million, and then double-digit, according to Grant Cardone, is $10 million, double-digit. So your generation, you guys are crushing it, definitely on the entrepreneurial front. So coming out with some great tech.
I love that. Because there's a lot of different ideas coming from this generation of mine, you know, with going through online learning and the different learning paths between, you know, being in person and online, and then also, you know, just the rise of social media. Collaboration is probably at its finest, and so is ideation. So I think that our generation will have a bunch of different cool ideas, and I'm ready for it.
Awesome. Well, I'll be looking for you on that STEM front, and I'll get to say, hey, I knew her when I was on her podcast. And so I love it. I love it. Someone's going to be the next best thing, the next best genius. It might as well be you.
Thank you. And my question for you is, what are the best resources slash books that have helped you find your career path?
So, in the beginning of this interview, I shared my career path has been very unconventional, choppy. And I didn't get and discover my career path through any book, really, because it was such a different journey. I was trying to help my mother, who was a dialysis patient, to help, you know, buy Christmas presents. My first real job, I lied about my age to McDonald's and got a job. I was about 15 years old, 14 years old, lied about my age to be able to work. So my mother didn't have to, you know, give us money or give me money for Christmas to buy Christmas presents for my brothers. So she would give us a little bit of money. We lived off of government assistance because she couldn't work, government cheese, all of those different programs. So my career path was a lot of training and learning from all of the different opportunities I had to work growing up. I missed all of the dances. I didn't go to homecoming. There's, you know, I none of that stuff. The Sadie Hawkins dance, I didn't get to go to that. It was just that type of life. And so my career path is encapsulated in that journey. And so if there's a book out there, that book is not out there for me. So I think I might need to write that book and write that journey. But outside of that, faith, my faith really, in my adult years, coming back to my faith and using. Not even using, but if I had to choose a book, I would choose the Bible because the faith component and really getting me secure in who I am as an individual and as a person, and understanding purpose, you know, that I'm breathing for a reason, that would be also encapsulated in that journey, because it was very, very, very bumpy, very, very difficult. I was a kid who was taking their paychecks home to their mother. And when you get in high school, you don't really want to do that. You want to have fun. You want to go to the malls. You want to go to the dances. And so it was very, very different. And so I can't give credit to any book out there other than the Bible that really structured my faith and structured me in a way to really get a handle on where my life would go as a young adult.
I love that. Like, when things got tough, you know, you had to pull through. And, you know, as you said before, you weren't able to go to any dances, homecoming. And, you know, when you got your high school, you know, paycheck, you know, you kind of had to give that to your parents. So you kind of had to go through a lot as, you know, a teenager. Like, I don't think I've ever, like, gone through anything of that level. But I think what's really important is to be grounded to what you're doing, to be grateful as well, and just also, you know, maybe live a little if you can, and, you know, just be happy that, you know, you're pulling through and your future self will be proud of you.
Yes, yes. And in retrospect, I'm grateful. My life, every step of my life shaped me and made me who I am today.
I love that. And my question for you is, what do you think is a vital factor that shaped your career? What was your life before learning it? And what was your life after learning it?
Hands down, I would have to say, again, I'm going to lean into faith. I was just a kid who was insecure. I liked working. I was good at it. I was very good at work. I was horrible at school. And I didn't know you could have both. I didn't know that you could be a strong student and work at the same time. And so I focused on work as much as I could. I certainly went to school. I didn't miss school. I wasn't like skipping school to go to work. But I have my high school transcript to this day as a reminder. I may put it on my wall, but I've got more D's and F's on my transcript than you could shake a stick at. But I look at graduating, finishing my MBA program last March 2022 and graduated September 2023 as they allowed for more graduations, in-person graduations. I graduated with a 4.0. And so my husband would say, why are you trying to get A's in your, you know, in your program? I said, because I can. So why not? Why not do it? But all of that part of me and who I am today as a woman and as an entrepreneur and the work that I'm doing is strongly rooted and grounded in my faith and knowing who I was before and who I am now. And so your question saying, you know, what was my life before learning it? It was a mess. It was a hodgepodge of a lot of different things. I had a great work ethic, but after it, there was this structure, this pathway of taking Humpty Dumpty and putting Humpty Dumpty back together. And now I've got a clear vision. I know who I am. I know why I'm here. I understand my potential. I understand my passion, power, and posture, and position, and purpose, and principles for me to dominate in my space. And I understand that pain has purpose. And so that even gets factored into everything. So sometimes don't fight the pain in your purpose.
I love that. I mean, what you were able to do, I think, was actually tremendous because, you know, you went to school, but after that, you kind of went to work, you got your paycheck, you sent it over to your parents, and, you know, you did a lot of things. And then later on, you know, when you did your MBA program, you decided to, if you were able to get A's, you wanted to, and you were able to manage both of the spectrums, you know, both professional life and academic life. And I think that's truly amazing. Like, what you're able to do, you actually learn from, you know, your past and how you're able to implement that into the present. I think that's super amazing. And I think that's a really cool life lesson you learned along the way.
Thank you for that. And I want to make one correction. My mother was a single parent. My parents divorced when I was 4 years old. I didn't see my father again until he passed away. And I buried him because I was the next of kin. And so it was, so if I was handing that paycheck over, it was to dear old mom. And she was, you know, like I said, in high school, when you get to that point, but it taught us how to share. Right. And so I didn't like that version of it growing up, but it taught us how to share and how to be grateful and graceful. And, you know, who I am today. I think there's things that I do because, you know, we learn those lessons. And so, but it wasn't always Sunday. It was not always roses. It was, no, I don't want to give up the paycheck, but the education piece and everything. Yes. Getting my MBA as a working entrepreneur, director, and of a SBDC that was extremely demanding, and being an entrepreneur at the same time, and getting a master's degree with a 4.0 GPA was something. And yeah, that's what I succeeded in, right? It was a path, is the success path, right? I said success is a process. And at the end, I was, that culmination of that is getting my MBA without being in debt. I have no college debt. I have multiple degrees and have no college debt. It's possible.
That's cool. Like, you were able to balance so many different things, you know, all of your different like positions in your professional life, and then also get a 4.0 in, you know, your educational life. That's actually amazing. And I absolutely love that.
Thank you, Arna. Thank you so much.
And my last question for you before we end off is, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
That's simple. Value education.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much. And before we end off, do you have any last words to the audience?
Yes. Invest in yourself. Sometimes you have to be, there's a time to take care of your clients, your customers, and your family, and all of that, which is wonderful. But take some time to be selfish about investing in yourself and pouring into yourself and giving yourself the opportunity to grow and go to your next level. You have to do that. You can't just pour out. You have to pour back in. So pour back in into yourself. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Margaret. I absolutely love talking to you, and I hope you have the best rest of your day.
Thank you. You do the same thing, Arna. Thank you again for having me on.
And here are my 3 cents on this episode with Margaret. 1, continuous growth and learning, investing in yourself by allocating time, energy, and the resources into personal and professional development. You've recognized the importance of continuous growth. This might include acquiring new skills, expanding your knowledge, or enhancing your well-being. The lesson here is that your personal evolution is an ongoing journey, and the more you invest in yourself, the more equipped you become to navigate challenges and pursue opportunities. 2, resilience and persistence, choosing the less choppy pathway. Opting for a less turbulent or uncertain path doesn't necessarily mean avoiding challenges altogether. Instead, it implies making strategic decisions, planning, and being mindful of potential risks. In the process, you learn the value of resilience and persistence. Success often involves overcoming obstacles and setbacks, and by choosing a smoother pathway, you can build a stronger foundation and develop the endurance needed to push through difficulties. And 3, success as a continuous process. Success is a process that you should push through. Success is rarely an overnight achievement and is a result of consistent effort, learning from failures, and adapting to changing circumstances. By embracing the ideas that success is a continuous process, you develop patience and perseverance. Each step forward, even if small, contributes to your overall progress. This mindset encourages you to stay focused on long-term goals and understand that setbacks are a natural part of the journey. Thus, that concludes the episode for this week. If you want to know more about how I relate to these amazing topics, then stay tuned for upcoming episodes. A free way to support this show is by leaving it a 5-star rating and a review on the player you are listening to. Let me know what you enjoy about this podcast, as it's a chance to tell me what you love about the show, and it helps others discover it too. Once again, thank you for finding me, and I hope we stay in touch with each other. Dito, you're listening to Arna Sahu, the host of Arna's News. Toodles!